Neil, we're going to start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with your Holy Spirit and giving us that which we need to go forth and to glorify you and to help those souls that you send our way. Thank you for giving us love in our hearts to tell them the truth. So many people don't have that. They don't even want the truth for the most part. And so thank you for blessing us with a way to get it out there. Thank you for forgiving us, cleansing us, and blessing us with the latter rain if we are so worthy. And for those that are coming into the stream online with their hatefulness and twisting scripture and, you know, not understanding that which is written, please forgive them, Father. They really don't know what they're doing. It's just like with the Pharisees shaking their head at your son on the cross. They really don't know what they're doing. They're just following wolves. And so forgive them, Father. But at the same time, open our eyes. Please open our eyes before it's too late. And thank you for blessing us all this past month with all that we're going to be sharing today, with all the wonderful miracles and answered prayers and everything else that your people are going to be sharing today. And we offer this prayer unto you in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. I don't know what's been going on in the stream, but thank you, moderators, for just gagging the ones that come in with their hatefulness. Just gag them. You know, this is not the place for trolls to come and try to attack during a church service. They have no power here. And if they want to hear the truth as it is presented, that's fine. If they want to argue about it, no, just gag them. This isn't the place for this. You don't do this during a church service. Those that are doing this, you know, you don't. That's not Christian-like to do that. If you have issue with that which is written, let's discuss it, but in a forum worthy of discussion. Don't come in here during a church service and try to, twist the Bible. It's not going to work. We don't just surface read the Bible. We study it. We know what it says. We know what the prophetic symbols mean. We know what all, we even study in the sanctuary. And I'm not saying we're not tooting our horn. You can have this wisdom as well, just by opening up your Bible in the way it was intended to be opened. You know, it's not supposed to be just an ornament that you got in your house that you dust off once in a while when a priest or preacher comes by. And, and Christianity is not echoing a pastor. Christianity is echoing the scripture as it is written. You got to be like a Berean. You got to make sure that that which is written back, that which the preacher is saying is backed up by that which is written by your God. And if you have an NIV, well, you're already, you know, in trouble, because the NIV is over 2,000 verses missing, and another 2,000 rewritten. that was prophesied. See, a lot of people don't realize this. The defiled bread prophecy of the Old and New Testament has happened in our day. You got the NIV, the NASB, the Douay Rheims. You got all these bogus Bibles, as I call them, all out there. There's only one Bible that was protected when the two witnesses were killed, and that's the King James Bible. And yeah, most people don't even know who the two witnesses are. They think the two witnesses are some guys who are going to step up during the seven-year trib, which doesn't even exist. And so, hope and pray that the ones that were gagged stick around and are blessed by to see what God's people have been blessed with. I mean, you don't get your prayers answered by denying God. See, this is one of the reasons there's so many churches out there that have no clue as to what's going on. They don't get their prayers answered. They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. They believe in, you know, seven-year tribs and secret raptures and eternal life and hellfire. When there's nothing in the scriptures that backs that up, it's only coming from the mouths of wolves. And, you know, and we've even, like, even with the Sabbath, we've offered people thousands and thousands of dollars to show us one Bible verse that says the Sabbath was changed, and none of them can do it. None of them. That should tell you something. Oh, anyway, I hope and pray you're blessed. Please stick around. So let me drop this here. Nah, I'll leave it on. It doesn't matter here. But let me get my praises up here. Let me check my email real quick and see if anybody emailed me a praise real fast here. Okay, good to know. Thanks, Craig. I need to know because I think I'm going to post one of your sermons next week. All right. Let me fix this here with Ardeline. And boink. And submit. And okay. All right, you're all set, Sister Addie. If you just, you know, leave the room and come back in, that little smiley face will disappear. I didn't know that was you. thanks for somebody telling me. And, okay, all right, let me get this off the screen here. And this one, too. And get the praises up. Now I got a bunch. Okay, first and foremost, I talked to Mary Beth, you know, Vern Bates's daughter. And so please keep her in prayer. I praise the Lord, though, that they do have the original writings that we all know what I'm talking about there. I'm not going to go into any detail, but she has no plans of digitizing them. And so please, please, please pray for her. I was going to contact her this week and talk to her about it, but this is another praise. The enemy of souls attacked my system on Tuesday afternoon. And that's why I didn't have any blog entries. I was able to throw up some newsreels and stuff like that. That was about it. I couldn't do any blog entries. I couldn't do any videos, nothing, because I was offline since Tuesday. I mean, I had a Wi-Fi dongle. I was able to get online for this or that, but it's about as reliable as the weather. And so it was bad. It was bad. I mean, I got hit like I've never been hit before. And it's partly my fault because I was using a bogus computer to look for some stuff that I knew, you know, for programming means, computer programming stuff. And the only, now I don't hack illegally or anything like that, but there are tools I need for doing things that are legal. And a lot of times you end up on hacker websites to get this stuff. And that's why I use a computer that's isolated. And I knew it was going to get viruses and Trojans. It got 143 of them, in fact. And I was only on these sites for like 30 minutes. And but one of them bounced around a little bit in the network and knocked down three of my computers and killed my NIC card. And so I thought. But I wanted to praise the Lord that not only is the system squeaky clean now, it is better isolated. And my oldest son, who's a network engineer, by the way, him and I went back and forth. I think it was on Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. Going back and forth, trying to figure out, try this, Dad, you know, because I can do what he does, but it takes me many, many hours to do what he can do in minutes, because he went to school for it, right? I just opened magazines when I was a kid. And so we didn't get it. We thought the NIC card, I mean, I even reinstalled Windows. We thought the NIC card was dead, because it wouldn't even come back after a reinstall. I didn't do a clean install. I'm not going to go through all that. And so Friday morning he called me. I guess he slept on it. And he says, try this. And bam, everything was back. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And I think one of the, you know, but again, keep Mary Beth Bates in prayer. You know, vbates.com, where you can get all the original writings for, you know, they're in a vault. Because please pray for her in regards to a guy by the name of Richard Gonzalez who has been stealing her father's work. He orders the books from her in bulk. And they're, you know, dollars on each book, just a couple dollars for each book. And then he goes and he marks them up and puts a 350% markup on them. So that might be the Lord's way of saying, look, if you digitize this and put a password in there, you know, you're not going to have to deal with this anymore. But please keep her in your prayers because, I also wanted to praise the Lord for a certain backup software that I tried many years ago that builds images on separate hard drives. I've been using this thing for a couple of years. It's good for cloning and everything. I clone the server. That's why the server could never really get damaged. I always have a clone somewhere of it. And the first time I tried it when I had a bad crash or a bad, like a blue screen of death kind of a thing and no way out of it, it failed on me. And it really ticked me off. And so I structured it in a different way, and it worked this time. I was actually able to rebuild my entire system, but I had to go back 2 days, which meant my emails piled up again. The guy already answered the emails, but the server doesn't know that, or the computer doesn't know that, when you rebuild the image. And so I wanted to praise the Lord that I was able to get it all up and running. But again, still the NIC card was dead. No one, because I thought, that's why I thought it was a motherboard issue. And now, let me see if I got this. They only asked for one. But I already shared that last time about, I don't know, did I share with Camtasia about the videos? The last time they had issues, because they got like 24, 25, 26 bugs in the software. And I says, you know, this is getting bad. And I tried it one more time. I said, look, they says, well, send us a video with all the stuff of what you've done in the video, all the files for the videos, the pics, the audio, everything, the whole video, the project files. Send it to us, and we'll work on it, and we'll figure out what your problem is. Well, it turns out that the problem is on their end. It's it's an inability to keep up with videos like mine, because I throw special effects all over the place, right? And they say it wasn't designed to do that. And I says, well, it should be. And so the Lord moved me to send them two videos instead of one. And the one video was all about why about everybody's so angry, you know, the one that was titled Armageddon. And the other one that was titled about the truth about hellfire and how you're actually turned to ashes. You're not going to be alive in hellfire. Right, because those had a lot of graphics, and I sent it to them, and then he comes back with me, and he says, good, we can use these. And whenever we're working on speed and try to get the system to go quicker before we send out the new upgrades for Camtasia, we're going to use your two videos as the benchmark. And I thought, praise the Lord, because now everybody at Camtasia is going to get a part of the truth. And so I don't know if I mentioned that last month or not, but I just, in case I didn't, I just reiterated because I got some old stuff in here. We had to get a new stove because the stove we had was electric and was falling apart and it was causing our electric bill to go through the roof anyway. But it was raining all day, right? And they had to bring this thing during the rain. And so Fran and I prayed, like we usually do in the morning, but we mentioned, please, Father, let there be a gap in the rain when they bring it. That's exactly what happened. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. It was the remnants of Hurricane Michael. All that stuff came up, you know, after the hurricane, and we were just, the whole area was going to be drenched for days like usual. And so that worked out fine. And they wanted to do an install for an upgrade to the propane conversion kit, which would cost $282. This plumber friend of mine that does our water, he actually worked for Culligan, but he used to be a plumber. He did it for $30. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And then Dwayne and I prayed for Brother Isaac. Is Isaac here today? I don't remember, but I don't know. I can't tell in the room, but he might be on the stream or on the radio. But Dwayne, he's on the stream? Okay, he's in the stream. All right, thanks. But yeah, I was thinking about Isaac, and then Dwayne, I guess, was speaking about it because Dwayne sent me a PM. I don't remember all this. All I remember is Dwayne mentioning Isaac, and I said, and he said maybe we should pray for him. Or I said, I don't know who said it. All I know is we prayed. 5 minutes later, Isaac came in the room, and we hadn't seen him in what, a month or two, because we're always concerned for our brother there. He's one of our, he's the one, you know, that we pray a lot about. And I also wanted to praise the Lord that, you know, with my computer and all that, it's still, I did everything I could to try to prevent Camtasia from lagging out. There are little tricks that I use that does slow the lag down to some extent, but it was heating up the CPU. And so I bought new thermal paste, and now my CPU averages around 37 instead of 57 degrees Celsius. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. For those of you that know about stuff like that, you know that that's a big drop in heat. And because I was noticing some, it looked like heat crashes. You know, usually with a heat crash, it just shuts everything down, but sometimes you get a little wiggle. All right, and then I got one more here. I don't know if anybody's putting up their hands yet. I want to share this praise that I got from Brother Anthony in the room. I think he's in the stream as Anthony Pope. Is he in there? Are y'all in there, brother? I can't tell because I know the stream lags a little bit, so maybe he is there. Yep, there he is. Okay. All right. He goes, I got an email, and then I got a testimony from him, so I want to read this to y'all. Let's see. Let me drop these PMs so in case something happens. Okay. All right. He goes, hi, Brother Nicholas. Hope you're doing well. My wife is getting better. Well, I'm not going to talk about her health issues. That's private. But after we all prayed for her, a pretty good increase in her health. It's some, I don't know what's going on there, but he says, but God's hand was moved. I thought I would let you know. I also sent you a testimonial last week when you opened my chat. Take care, brother. Bless. I can't wait to see the doctors. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. All right. Here's his email testimony. He says, my wife and I left the Baptist church in July 2013 when the pastor said he used to be a priest and said he loved bloody movies. The more blood, the better. That's a pastor. Seriously, that's today's world. You ever hear about the cage match fighters that are pastors now? They're actually having cage matches in the church. And the drunk card, I like to call it, the cardinal that only preaches in bars, a cardinal, a Catholic cardinal. And then they have fight night in some churches where the members can fight against each other for prizes. And then other churches where they actually, in the church building, they drink and party and have a sermon. So yeah, that's no doubt. He's still a priest. Anyway, so going on, Brother Anthony says, we knew we had to get out of that church. It was a year and a half later I came across your site, Remnant of God. I already knew the Pope was the Antichrist, but did not know why then. Since we kept reading our Bibles and stayed in God's Word, we have come out of the 501c3 churches, stopped having anything to do with the pagan holidays, stopped. And that's another thing, too, people getting up in our face because we don't do Christmas or Easter. I says, well, if you knew what that stuff meant and how it was never, ever sanctioned by God, ever. It's all paganism. I mean, seriously, if Easter had anything to do with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, why does the date change every year? Because it has to do with the first full moon of spring. You know, the pagans, sun, moon, and star worshippers. Same thing with the winter solstice, you know, for Tammuz or the Brumalia or the Saturnalia. That's Christmas. Jesus wasn't born in winter. There's no way. He was not born in winter. I go into detail on my Christmas page. But anyway, he goes, we don't have anything to do with the pagan holidays. We stopped listening to all the music. My family did not understand at all about this, even after I gave them Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 to 6. They don't have much to do with us anymore. Yeah, that's par for the course, brother. That's what the prophecy said, you know. Enemies will be of your own household after a while. As he goes on, he says, I still pray for them. We both stopped smoking, stopped drinking pop and beer. We threw all our medicines away, took all our pictures off the walls, stopped hanging around friends we had to cut off from everyone. I don't know why you took the pictures off the wall. I mean, it depends on the type of pictures. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with pictures as long as you don't have a kneeler in front of them. You know, that's what the Catholics do. So anyway, he goes on, when we tell people the truth, they do not want to hear it. I also would like to thank you for letting me know there are independent SDA pastors, like, and he names a man, which, by the way, that man's not safe. He's 501c3, by the way, Brother Anthony. I actually called him, and he wouldn't get on the phone. I talked to his wife, and it didn't go well. And she actually got angry with me. And I just tried to share it with the 501c3 man. And how can he teach the school of the prophets if he can't see that prophecy? But again, that's a whole different day, a whole different thing to talk about. Anyway, okay, Anthony knows that he's 501c3. He says, who many do not know, they are still 501c3. I'm glad you told me this early in 2016. We have also read The Great Controversy, Spirit of Prophecy, Daniel and the Revelation, and Early Writings, which you said I should read. Both you and Brother Craig have been a blessing to us. We still have not read all of your materials from Remnant of God website. Well, that's not going to be easy because it's a lot there. He says, you can use this testimony anywhere. This is just some of the things we have done. We are on our diets. Yeah, I guess he changed our diets or whatever. And we pray we can conquer that as soon. And we also stop watching TV. God bless you and your family. Thank you for all that you have done, both you and Brother Craig. And so God bless you too, my brother. God bless you too. All right. And then, I got no hands up yet. So let me scroll down here. This one here I got from the SDR Church in Hawaii, Brother Warren. And he says, now this is interesting here for those of you that like miracles. Okay. All right, he says, since the last testimony Sabbath, we here have helped many people get to know what they are facing with the diseases, cancer and diabetes. And by the way, both are completely curable. AIDS is curable, but the AMA don't want to tell people about that because they'll lose money. He says, we have started them all on nanoparticle colloidal silver, diets put together by Sister Lee, and books. Herbal Drugstore, How Not to Die. These are the book names. You know, Herbal Drugstore, How Not to Die, Green Pharmacy, and How Not to Die Cookbook. That's pretty interesting titles. Going on, he says, feedback on, what? It says feedback on a man that has, I don't know what maybe something got typed out. But a man that has diabetes stated that he cannot get his commercial driver's license with diabetes. So after studying the diet provided, he stopped eating pork and beef, but occasionally eats chicken and fish. We explained that it is a progressive program to get yourself off all meats and dairy. After about 10 days, he said he would be able to get the driver's license after another week or so of treatment. We have him on 3 ounces of nano silver per day. That's all it takes. See, a lot of people don't realize this nanoparticles of silver and gold and copper and stuff like that used to be in all our food. But the farmers don't let the land lay fallow, as it's called in the Old Testament, where don't touch your land for 1 year out of six. You know, just let the seventh year lay fallow. Yeah, there's a connection there between the 6,000-year-old planet and then 1,000 years of peace on Earth, which means all the dead bodies are just rotting on the planet. And letting it lay fallow. That's all. It's the far in time as well as far in, you know, distance. And, you know, it's the prophetic end of things. So anyway, when the farm, like out here, the farmers every seventh year, they put bone dust on the land to try to bring the minerals back. But they can't do the real minerals like the colloidal and all the other things, the gold, because you eat a peach nowadays, you don't get it's nourishing to some extent, but it won't have healing properties in it at all because they don't take care of the land the way they used to, plus all the chemtrails and stuff messing things up. So anyway, going on, Brother Warren says, after our recommendation and giving him this the side effects of the drug metformin, which is a very dangerous drug, he stopped taking it, praise the Lord. Another friend's dad, who was diagnosed to have lung cancer, was so weak after his 6 months of chemotherapy, his belly became bloated and painful, and he has a hard time moving around. The doctor said he will have another biopsy after 2 or 3 months. Then we shared with him the benefits of following the plant-based diet according to the Bible and to not eat pork anymore. Then we gave him a gallon of nano silver to begin natural healing. After 2 weeks, our friend said that her dad's swollen tummy was gone by following our advice. He stopped eating pork and started eating plenty of fruits and vegetables right away. And now he can move freely, and strength came back that he could, that he actually could cook pancit, which is noodles, I guess. So praise the Lord. And I love these. Brother Warren, I was going to ask you, too. I forgot a couple of times I asked you, have you made a list or like a diary of the people that have been healed? We need to put this online, you know, to let people know that the doctors don't, a lot of the doctors don't even know. They're not actually lying. They're just like a lot of the preachers don't know they're actually lying. They don't know because their teachers are lying to them. Oh, you're now keeping records? Okay, good. There's no need for, for the names and addresses, obviously, but. It's amazing. The doctor said, oh, sorry, you got 3 to 6 months to live. And then all of a sudden the Lord sends them to us. And then Brother Warren does what, and the people there in that area do what they do. And boom, they're healed. You know, and keep it hush hush, by the way. We don't have to deal with another Huxley. Remember Huxley? They kicked, he literally left the country. So forget. He kept the AMA kept losing the lawsuits because Huxley kept proving what he's doing works. The people were getting healed of diseases the AMA said are impossible to be healed from. And I think it was like 5 or 6 lawsuits that the government lost, the AMA lost, and then they came in and wanted to sue him again. He says, I'll forget this noise. He went to Mexico. And now you can go to Mexico and get healed, and the USA can't mess with you now. So, or him anyway. I think he's dead now, but it's been a while. And then finishing, Brother Warren says, we were also able to share God's word to a coworker after he contacted us unexpectedly. And this is from the SDA Church of Hawaii, Brother Alvin, Sister Janiza, Janea, Elvie, and Brother Warren. Amen and amen. Okay, that's all I have. And I saw Sister Fran has got her hand up. Okay, let me drop. Let's give her a minute. She's obviously having some.
Okay, status blessings, everyone. I have a few praises here. Our first one is from Sister Lynette, and she says that she got another part-time job, and she started it last Thursday. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. And I have a couple more here. One is from Sister Katie. And Sister Katie says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I have a few praises to share with you. I would like to praise the Lord for seeds being watered with my sister-in-law. Her new manager shared with her that she was healed from cancer using an alkaline diet we recommend for cancer patients. We have shared this truth with her and the rest of the family about the cancer treatment that the church uses, and they didn't seem to believe it. Praise the Lord for that seed being watered. Also, praise the Lord for her manager being a Bible reader, not believing in medicine, and wanting to help those in need. I would also like to praise the Lord for reading an article about an ex-LGBT in Los Angeles that have came to Christ. I would finally like to praise the Lord for my brother-in-law sending me an article from Michigan about a Catholic priest that has been arrested for sexual abuse. And he, my brother-in-law, said that is why he doesn't go to church. It is God telling him not to go to church. I was able to share a little bit more with him about how the Catholic Church and all others are in apostasy. And this is why our church is online. Praise the Lord, that seed is also being watered with him. Prayerfully, this also will wake up their parents to see the truth on the evils in that church and come out of her. Amen. Come out of her, my people. Praise the Lord, Katie. And we have one from Sister Vera, too. And Sister Vera says, Sabbath blessings, precious brethren, for this past month. I want to praise Jesus for working in the heart of my children, and I continue to overcome our evil tempters and short wicks. I also praise Jesus for all the opportunities to read the Bible and pray with them. Also, I praise Jesus for all the spiritual food that he faithfully sends each Sabbath to strengthen me in the Lord and open up me more truth that will help me get along the path. I was especially asking God to give me wisdom to raise my children in the Lord and to reveal to me how correctly punish my children's disobedience, and I praise him for. He sent my sister in the Lord to share with me some helpful SOP regarding child raising. Please pray God gives me wisdom and strength to apply these precious truths to raise godly children, even though I am heavily opposed at each step. Pray I won't give up or give in. Yep, we'll keep you in prayer, sister. And she also praises the Lord. This past month, God blessed me with a trial that gave me opportunity to profess my Lord Jesus to the Muslims. That occurred when, on the Sabbath day, our family, friends, traveled many hours to come see us in our town. I greeted them and explained that I can only join them after Sabbath is over because it is a holy time to be with God. It was amazing because I am a very shy person and my Arabic is not that great. But I prayed for strength in the words, and sure enough, God answered my prayers and blessed even me with a private moment with the guests where I explained my faith without my husband or mother-in-law present that could have made other excuses for me to look good in the eyes of the guests. So for a so-called offense as not being hospitable to guests because I kept Sabbath holy instead of entertaining guests, and especially those who traveled so long to see you. I was overwhelmed with great joy that Christ walked me right through the whole situation and even gave me the words to speak. What a loving Father he is. And she says, I also want to praise Jesus for all the work that he is doing in the hearts of my children. One night even when my older daughter was being rebellious against something that I suggested that she would do, that would help her to improve many areas of her life. Yet she rudely refused to listen. And just as I walked away to pray about it in my room, my daughter suddenly walked into my room to apologize and tell me she agrees to do the thing. Amen. That moment, I also got to share with her that I was just praying for her at that moment, and that tugged at her heart. That made her walk into my room to apologize was the work of the Holy Spirit. Wow, what an opportunity to show her the great hand of my Lord that moment. Please pray that the seeds of truth sown will bring forth much fruit in her life and the life of all my children. Also, I want to glorify God for all the witnessing opportunities online that I got a chance to do this past month. With the Russian social media that I have been using, I was able to reach many Slavic Protestants with the present truth that we are proclaiming, many of which were precious souls that I went to church with during the time I was a Baptist. Please pray and keep them all in your prayers, that a little spark will kindle a huge fire for the Lord, and that these souls in return will warn their precious loved ones of the apostasy of the Russian churches and bring in the sheaves for the Lord. May his name be glorified and proclaimed. Let us all be faithful, doing the work of with God's approval. Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Vera. And I think, I have a praise too. I praise the Lord for super answering all my prayers lately, and Nick and I too. We are just praying so much, Nick and I together, to get closer and have more of be more devoted to him. You know, 100%, 200%, 1,000% more. And he is hearing us, and we just praise the Lord. And I also praise the Lord for protecting my children. We have some children who are not walking with the Lord correctly, and he's moving them. He's moving them somehow in his way. And I just praise the Lord for everything he does for us and our family. And I praise the Lord for my church family, wherever they may be. They're scattered all over the world. We don't even know who some of them are. Most of them are, but praise the Lord.
Can you brethren hear me? It's nice to be with you all on the Sabbath, you know. I'm just gonna go straight to a testimony. Hello. First off, I'd like to thank the Lord that what I've asked him for, okay, is coming to pass. Unfortunately, I'd say like about 2 weeks ago, I've lost the job that I was currently on, but I have been blessed with a phone call that, from the city of Fayetteville, that they looked at my application, and I will be receiving an interview this coming Monday. So that's a literal answer answer to prayer, and it's a reason to just keep right on going, keep right on going, keep telling people about them and things like that. And, hey, but also, what I'm about to say, I'm at the front of this message. I'm just playing at the front of this message. I don't care how many times you mess up, okay? I don't care how many times you mess up. I don't care what mistakes you've made. You brush yourself off. You stop doing whatever it is. And I'm talking about myself along with whoever may be fitting in with what I'm about to say. But you brush yourself off. You stop doing whatever it is that you ask the Lord for forgiveness for, and you keep going. How? Why? This is probably one of the greatest threats to the enemy to believe your Lord, your Savior, your Messiah, to trust him, to keep right on going. Why? You plain learn about God's love. You plain learn about yourself. You develop character, strength, all of that stuff, okay? What I said, it applies to me too. I don't care how many times you mess up, you believe your Lord, and you keep going. And you get as many people as you can to go right along with you, you know? I just want to say, praise God, in spite of what is taking place, I don't care how many times I mess up, I still go by this very thing. And what I say to the enemy, people will be told, Sabbath will be kept, tithe will be paid. Those three things are going to be maintained. And also, I have one more thing to say, and this applies to me, that no matter what takes place, I keep two words in mind, just two words, die trying, okay? Die trying. It's worth it. It's just plain worth it. It's just plain worth it. The Lord is worth it for the fact that he loves me, us, everybody as much as he does. Hey, he's worth dying trying. Okay, have a great Sabbath, have a great day, everybody. Take care. God bless you always.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay, great. I have probably just about a second to speak because right now we're taking care of a lot of little ones, including my sister and brother-in-law's kids here on the Sabbath day. So as many of you may or may not know, yes, Sabbath blessings to you all. We were able to have a chance to go ahead and depart from the Philippines and come back here to America, not just me, myself, and I, but myself and the whole family. So we are here right now in the United States where we're transitioning over to where we're finally going to be in a part of the States where we'll be somewhat in the middle of the United States so that we can do more work and traveling from every direction when the church calls for it. And what have you. So we're going to be very busy. I mean, right when we got here to America, I could already see the family. It's getting, so big to the point you can see how kids' eyes are screaming that they're very tired because of all the attacks that are coming. But regardless of what's going on, we know that we have a work to do, and there's a big work that's coming. Because as we know, like if you take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9, it says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Just like Brother Gilbert was talking about. We all have got things that we need to overcome. And while we're trying to overcome these things, we have a great helper in heaven. And we need to come together as a church family, as a true eternal family, and unify more than ever before, because we are being attacked on all sides, on all fronts, in every direction. We have arrows coming at us. And I just pray and hope that as we come together here in the United States and around the world, we are going to become more prepared for the affliction that is coming upon this land, like it says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 9, where it says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Okay? And in order to get to that point where we're going to be heavily afflicted, to the point that we're going to die like our brothers and sisters did in the 1260 years, we have got to go through these little times of trouble right now and be purified through it. Whatever's going on in each and every one of our lives, let us praise the God of heaven and earth for all that he is doing with us, through us, and around us, and bring more souls into the truth with our life sermon. Okay, just like Brother Gilbert was talking about. And I just want to praise God this Sabbath day that I've had a chance to be able to sit down for a moment to be able to talk to you guys. But as we get closer to transitioning to our final destination, I just want you guys to understand that just give me a little bit of time, and then hopefully I'll be able to talk a little more, help you guys be more encouraged, and maybe even have a chance to come to your neck of the woods, wherever you may be in the United States, and sit down and be with you guys as a family and help you out more and what have you. So until next time, be blessed and have a wonderful Sabbath day. Stand true for the Lord and continue to be courageous and do all that you can for the lost and for the sick, like so many of you are doing. And I want you to understand and know that we love you guys, and let's get this work done. Okay? So God bless you all, and have, again, a beautiful Sabbath day. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. If there's no one else, this was an amazing testimony service. But praise his mighty name. Let me just check my email one last time here. Because we're already past the normal time that the service would be held for a sermon. Wait, I'm good there. So, oh, Brother Sean's got something he wants to share, so let me drop the mic.
Okay, it's working. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me? If I could, praise the Lord. The only thing I have is just hear from Sister Danielle. And she, her praise says, she wants to praise the Lord that her youngest son now joins in the children's study. So praise the Lord for that, the youngster's learning. And she says she also wants to praise the Lord that she's been able to share vegan stuff with coworkers and share with them for truths and health truths. A coworker thought I was a nurse. I love God's natural methods. Praise the Lord for them. And praise the Lord, sister. I guess it reminds me of just, you know, being able to talk to even my coworkers about, you know, some of this stuff, which that is also a praise. And prayerfully, people are going to be willing to listen. And I guess I'll share another praise that I just want to praise the Lord for, just the opportunities that he gives us, because the only way I guess I can say it is I feel like I'm being placed in a very good position right now to speak to a lot of people. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And I won't go into any further detail, but Sabbath blessings, everyone, and please enjoy the rest of the Lord's Sabbath.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. Well, I want to start. I know we are all being attacked, as Pastor Craig had mentioned, and Brother Gilbert, and this last month has just been so many attacks coming at me, and I know that it's hard, and we just got to keep strong. And I went through something that the enemy was telling me, you should be ashamed. Don't share this with your church family. And so, you know, I prayed about it, and the Holy Spirit said, no, you have to share it. Others are going through what you went through. And so last night after our Sabbath study, I prayed, and the Holy Spirit guided me to write a poem about what I went through. And I'm not a writer, so this isn't coming from me. This is coming from the Holy Spirit. And this is called The Fall. How did it happen? Why did I allow it? The fall. I was doing so good. I was pressing towards the mark of the Lord's high call. Why didn't I see it coming? How did I let my guard down? The enemy creeped in like a serpent, slithering slowly on the ground. He enticed me through a loved one, one who was not saved. I entered with him into a place that I shouldn't have, and then I caved. I was surrounded by so many temptations, and I became weak. I now realize that's how the enemy works. That is his technique. Then it happened. I gave into temptation, knowing in my heart that it was wrong. My flesh took over, and I couldn't fight it. It was way too strong. I was entangled, and I felt as though I couldn't escape. The enemy was trying to bound me up again with his strong binding tape. Oh, wretched sinner that I am, I cried to the Lord, please save me. I felt hopeless. I was drowning, like Peter when he was sinking in the cold, raging sea. I don't want to go back to that life again, that life of bondage to sin. I prayed for strength to overcome, to help me fight this battle, and for victory to win. The Lord heard my cry. He reached out to me, and he saved me with his strong, mighty hand. He strengthened me to overcome my weakness, so that now I am able to withstand. I won't allow the enemy to ensnare me again in his tangled web of deceit. Christ will continue to strengthen me, for when the enemy creeps in again, it is Satan I will defeat. The Lord reminded me of his precious word, for a just man falls 7 times and riseth up again. Those words are so comforting to my soul, and all I can say is, amen, amen, and amen. Brothers and sisters, this is a holy war that we are in. Do not let your guard down. Stay in God's word daily. Pray without ceasing. Lord, I just pray for your strength for this church family. Help us overcome the enemy. Help us not to fall. I love you all. God bless, and Sabbath blessings.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was a bit intense. Oh, I see Brother Sean has got his hand up, so let me drop the mic again.
Blessings, everyone. Thank you for sharing that, sister. That was really powerful. And now, there are people in here, me included, who needed to hear that. But it just reminded me of, you know, something that I shared a long time ago. I've been noticing steadily, and I guess after every time we do communion, Satan attacks us harder. And it's not just us that he actually attacks harder. He actually ends up attacking a lot of people in the world harder. And I find that interesting, because that means that, I don't want to say something's hinging on us, but, you know, I do find that very, very, very interesting. Praise the Lord for that, sister. Thank you for sharing that, because, like I was saying, I needed to hear that. Other people needed to hear that. And this past month has been literally insane. But I just wanted to share that. And again, thank you so much for sharing that. Needed to hear that. Good to hear other people going through the same things. That's something I've said since I first came to this church. Whenever I hear people sharing things, sharing the same things that I'm going through, it's very comforting. It's very comforting because it means I'm not the only one. So to hear that, again, praise the Lord for that. That is pressing, like Yopa was saying, keep pressing forward. Because it only means that the time is short. He's only attacking this hard for a reason. Because it's about to be put to an end. Sabbath blessings.
Amen to that, brother. Amen. Sister Arlene? Is that Addie? She doesn't have. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. Yeah. I changed. Well, maybe you stepped away. Leave the room. Come back in. I made you a member. You are a church member, and so I got it about a half an hour ago or something like that. I'm sorry. I should have PM'd you. I just said, that everything's set. But yeah, you're good. Oh, you're on a phone. It should still work. Typing's going to be a little difficult, but if you're on a cell phone. But yeah, I changed it. So if you leave and you come back in, you'll have a cloud. You won't have that little smiley face anymore. And you're taking care of six small humans at this point. And so, yeah. Okay, yeah. and then BB is Sister Faye. All right, I'll turn her on too. Is she a member? I'm pretty sure she's a member of the Philippine Church, right? Yes. Okay, good. I got two yeses on that one. So I think we're done. Let me just scroll up and down the room here, and I don't see any hands up, and so I guess we will close with the music, and then we'll have some prayer. And what an amazing testimony service it was. It always is, every time we do this. And praise the Lord that so many people were blessed. And so, yeah, let me drop the mic, and then Brother Alex or Alvin, whoever's going to be doing the music there. If it's original, I'll just leave it go through the stream, and we'll be good to go, because last week we were good. We didn't get any copyright claims or strikes, but they usually just do a claim with hymns and stuff. Got to be original. Oh, it should be okay? Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Oh, it's a scripture song. Oh, the Valiants. They're a little upset with me. Yeah, they're SDA, but we'll try it. We'll try it and see what happens. Let's see, because if they're the only ones that could put out a copyright claim on it, but they gave me permission years ago. They actually sent me the DVD or the CDs for free and gave me permission to put them on WTPR. I think I still have the email. But then when they found out we were SDR, they got a little upset. But that's okay. That's to be expected. We don't blame them for that. But they were nicely upset. You know what I mean? They weren't like, some people get. So they were very, very, very cordial. So anyway, let me drop the mic, and then Brother Alex is going to play a scripture song, and then we'll finish in prayer.
Praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee.
People praise thee. If you can kneel, we will finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for letting us see your hand move these last 30 days. Some of us these last 30 years. Thank you so very, very much for guiding us and keeping that path well lit with the light of your Son and his truth. Thank you so much for helping us find our way home. Scary world out there, Father. But the fear's all gone now. The perfect peace of Christ. We no longer have that fear. Stand firm. Thank you for blessing us with even more faith and wisdom and discernment and even love for our fellow man so that we can go forth and glorify you in perfection. We want to go home. So thank you for blessing us with this work to expedite your return. Please bless everyone on our prayer list, all those that were mentioned in the text chat and the children's study as well as in the church service on the prayer list. And thank you for accepting our prayers as you do always and blessing us with answers. And we offer this prayer that we pray now unto you in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and eternal King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.